You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State fam, it's been a minute. Eddie Greer for your weekend edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. And you can find the Purple Project Podcast wherever you get your podcast. Man, yeah, it's been a minute. And it's been one of those weeks where, yes, everything gets out of schedule and you have to reschedule it. But fans, do not worry. We got it all set up. It will happen. And I'm not going to say the P word, but hey, it's going to happen this weekend. And we're going to have that episode out immediately. Episode 50 coming out Monday. We're set to record Sunday night. It's going to be on Zoom. We're going to have our special guest here. So everything's lined up. Finally, to have the much anticipated 50th episode of the Purple Project Podcast. So that's kind of, that's part of the weekend edition here as well. So looking forward to that as well. As everything just got jumbled with me getting the stomach bug and everything else. It was really bad. So, and I rarely get sick. And when I do get sick, it's pretty bad. So could not do it. And but we got everything rescheduled. So everything's lining up. Lined up for that, so I know people have been waiting on that, so we're going to get it out to you folks. So episode 50, once it's recorded, it's going to be out on Monday night, so I got a lot of episodes from both podcasts be up Monday night, but it's going to be a big night. It's going to be a big night, and looking forward to it this weekend. That's part of the weekend edition here for K-State right now. K-State battling number 3 Texas in baseball right now. They're at in Austin right now. And the last time I checked, they trailed 2-1. Obviously, they took 2-3 against the Texas Tech Red Raiders last weekend here in Twin Family Stadium here, which was big for them after getting swept in the first series against Oklahoma State. What can they do with the big dogs, with the Longhorns? We'll have to find out here. I'm sure we're going to be popping them updates here and there, hopefully, but we'll see. We've got a lot of stuff going on for a slow weekend for yours truly, so a lot of stuff going on. K-State at the moment trails at the recording of this podcast here. We'll see if they come out on top. Meanwhile, other stuff that's going on around K-State, including the track and field team, once again, doing battle in the gym clip combined events. What I have here anyways, the Gym Clip Invitational, I should say, as well. So the track team continuing to do business there. And I apologize, not keeping up with them. Falling off on that, there's a lot of games here. K-State recently had their final home game, I believe, the home finale against Iowa State. That was a couple of days ago as well. So Friday is 3-game series with Texas, and then obviously the track team continues their battle with the Gym Clip Invitational. And the rolling team tomorrow will be racing Tulsa and UC Co in Tulsa there as well. I want to get the name of that real fast here. UC Co. I want to say it's University of Colorado here for a second here. Nope, that's the wrong one. That's Tulsa in Central Oklahoma there as well. The times for that looks like I got on here. Looks like at least I have the second race at 9:30 tomorrow morning. And then you get the Varsity 4 at 9:50. And then the second Varsity 8 at 10 a.m., which includes the Varsity 8 race. That's interesting. 10:30 Central Time as well. You can follow those updates if you're interested at K-State Rowing throughout the day. See how they do. Pat Sweeney, the head coach. Shout out Pat Sweeney, head coach of that rowing team over there, as they can do battle tomorrow morning against Central Oklahoma and Tulsa, Texas. The series continues with baseball tomorrow as well. And then tennis. Tennis will be in action here as they're going to be playing, of course, Baylor. They've been playing the number 19 in the country. Woo! So Baylor got it going on right now. They're just coming off a national championship in basketball this past week. And they're number 9th in tennis. K-State, Ballant, they're going to have their hands full, looks like, against Baylor. We'll see what happens with them this weekend. And, of course, it'll all kind of fall in line with the 50th episode of the Purple Project Podcast. We're going to do it Wednesday. I already told you what happened with your host, truly, me. Yeah, so, but we have it all lined up now. So, it feels like forever since we last got together to record a week of this episode. But it's going to go down. And I'm sure a lot of people are anxious to find out, excited to hear this podcast. We have our special guest, our first guest, and really kind of been a follower since we started this podcast way back last spring. So very excited. I meant to go back, and I might still actually have time to do that. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. But hey, it's been a minute. So 50th episode, we have our first guest, official guest ever, on this podcast as well. I'm hoping after him, I get a couple more on the podcast. I've yet to talk with the advisory about that. We'll see how that goes there. But anyways, but right now, look forward to talking with him. I'll leave that suspicion to you guys to figure it out. Me, Alex Aiden, our special guest, we will talk all things football, and I'm sure we'll talk about a little bit about basketball. Just a little bit, but I want to focus more on football. It'll all wrap up on there, and I'm sure we'll have all the wrap up from the K-State Texas series. Huge series coming for the K-State baseball team, along with it. Let's not forget about the other teams as well. And before I close out this weekend edition of the podcast, gotta get a quick shout out. Don't wanna leave this right here. The volleyball team, obviously, getting some recognition all year long, obviously. Aaliyah Carter, we have mentioned her name on this podcast numerous times, sporadically, so far here on the Pro Project Podcast. Earned Big 12 Freshman of the Year. Congratulations as well. And let's not forget about Shelby Martin and Jaden Nimhard, who earned Big 12 honors as well. They are on an honor team. And that's big right there. We talked about it. I kind of talked about that last week. Edition 2, about doing big things off the field. And that's what we're seeing with the lady. That's with the cross-country team. But yeah, so cross-country / track team. They're doing big things. So these athletes here in Manhattan, the Little Apple, getting things done. So congratulations to Aaliyah Carter, who was absolute stud this year in her first year, the outside hitter for the volleyball team, and then Shelby Martin, and Jaden Martin, they're, I believe, first team selection. Actually, scratch that. Aaliyah Carter was unanimous first team selection, so that's big there. And then Shelby Martin and Jaden Nimhard took all conference honors as well. And this was announced on Thursday. So yeah, yours truly was still recovering and still is slightly recovering, but hey, I feel good. And that's where we're going to leave a pin mark on that. So congratulations, ladies, from the K-State volleyball team. Eddie Greer III, stay tuned to Pro Project Podcast. Big 50 coming up this weekend. That's it for right now. Go Cats. We'll talk to you in the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast daily.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.